Live from the KGGF studios in downtown Coffeyville, Sam Speck, glad you're with us here on this Tuesday morning as we find ourselves here in the 10 o'clock hour. We push back our regularly scheduled interview with the Independence Chamber of Commerce with Lisa Wilson as Lisa joining us here in studio. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. Good to see you. Got in here a little early today. Man, saw you out there jamming some AM 690 KGGF in the car. So glad to have you here in studio after the meeting this morning. And good first week of May, I'm hoping, as well. Did you have a good weekend?
I did.
It was a very busy weekend.
May, yes.
It was. And it was first Thursday and first Friday of last week. Just maybe do a little quick update. How did both of those go?
Oh, my goodness. Both of them went very, very well. First Thursday went really well downtown Independence. There were food trucks down there, games for kids. The stores were open late, and so that was a great event in downtown, and we will be doing that throughout the next few months on the first Thursday of the month. I think the only first Thursday we won't have it is in July. So May the 2nd was last week. June the 6th. We'll skip July, August the 1st, and September the 5th in downtown. That's sponsored by Main Street. And then First Friday went really well. We had 7 speakers. We were on a tight schedule. We learned all about a memorial scholarship opportunity in memory of Brooklyn Botts. The city did an update, talked about recycling and tire pickup, and the library's kicking off their summer reading program. We talked about the Miss Able summer blast-off celebration, Kansas airstrip attack, Leadership Independence talked about their class projects, and then we did a wrap-up of Love Independence Day. It was great.
Cool. Very cool. So I'm glad to hear that those have gone off without a hitch, and again, you can continue to attend those throughout the summertime, first Thursday and first Friday. Well, it is Tuesday, though, which means recycling day, but you guys are now, I believe, is it now that you're accepting tires?
We are.
Cool.
So, yeah. So, like First Friday, we talked about that. Throughout the month of May, so we started out last Saturday with our first tire collection on our monthly recycling day on the first Saturday of the month, and then that will actually continue through June the 1st, the first Saturday in June, and then it will conclude. So, you can drop off your today from 11 to 1 at the recycling station, 21st and Maple, throughout the month of May, and then on that first Saturday in June, and then that will be it. So it's a great time to get rid of all of your extra tires, your neighbor's tires. You do have to be a city resident. The city is paying for this cost, so you do need to be a city resident to participate.
Very easy enough. And again, with what, 5, maybe even 6 opportunities to do it, I don't think anybody's got that many tires that they're going to have to drop off. So plenty of time to get over there and dispose of those properly, certainly. That's a big thing. And I always appreciate the efforts that Independence has done in terms of recycling, as well as that city beautification. Anything coming out of that? Because I know you guys had that citywide cleanup kind of with
yes.
the dumpsters as well. Is there anything else that we can expect for the summertime with the beautification? Or
well, yes. And I think that what everyone needs to know is the dumpsters will continue to be out for the month of May on the weekends. They put them out. There are 6 of them out around the community. They kind of move them around so that they're available to different parts of Independence, and they are being used at volumes that we had no idea. I know that someone said, why don't we have more dumpsters? Well, the reason why we don't have more dumpsters is because the city does not have more dumpsters. We have 6, and we put them out in the community every weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We spend about Monday, Tuesday, and then trying to clean up because people are just really using that opportunity to clean up their property, which is awesome. So I guess it's a nice problem to have that we actually need more dumpsters than are available. But nevertheless, continue to clean up. And then when that stops, we want everyone to know that the effort does not stop. So if you find yourself in the possession of a mattress you need to get rid of, a piece of broken furniture you need to get rid of, building materials, the city is allowing you to drop those items off at the sanitation yard every Tuesday from 11 to 1 along with your recyclables. You'll pull in, you'll drop off your recyclables, and you can actually pull around on the back side, and they will have dumpsters and they will have an individual there to help you get all of those items unloaded from your car. So kudos to the City of Independence, because that's a big undertaking to continue to make that service available to all of us for no cost.
Yeah, absolutely. And with something that you can see so physically is when these dumpsters are overflowing, and it's just, you know, it might look grim at first, but at the same time, it's better than that trash being on the ground. And of course, those bins are going to be picked up and cleaned up at some point in particular, but it's good to see those things packed full.
You are right. It is an eyesore for a few days while there's just mounds and mounds of trash. And sometimes the location of those dumpsters is in a very visible spot. So it is not something that you want to see long term. But we just have to grin and bear it because it is a short term situation. They will be out there to pick all of that up and continue to beautify. Like you said, it's not going to be on someone's front porch. It's not going to be in their yard. It's not going to be, you know, being an eyesore in someone's neighborhood. People are trying to sell their homes. People are looking at our community to come and move here. So we want it to look great. And this is one way of getting that done. And like I said, the fact that the city is continuing to allow us to use that sanitation yard to dump off all of our stuff is great. Now, I will tell you that if you find yourself with a mattress or a piece of furniture that you can't shove in your Toyota Camry, like myself, you can actually call the city, or you can go online and you can request a pickup. So you have to get it to the curb, and then you will make a request for pickup, and they will come free of charge and pick up whatever it is you put out there. The only stipulation I would say that I want people to know is do not bring your household hazardous waste, you know, pesticides and paints and things like that to the sanitation yard. You need to take those things to the Montgomery County Household Waste Department at 114 North Wald, and they take those things on the third Wednesday, March through November, from 8 to 3. So that's where you dump those things off.
Very nice. And come on, Lisa, you don't want to strap that mattress to the top of your car with a rope or duct tape, do it the old-fashioned way? No.
I could, but I probably better not.
Exactly. So, again, great efforts by Independence, and continue those efforts throughout the year and even further on than that. So Ladies' Night coming up.
Oh, my goodness, yes. So Ladies' Night is this Thursday at the Booth Hotel. It's going to be crazy fun. It's from 6 to 9. It's sponsored by Main Street, and there's going to be food and fashion and all kinds of fun. There's lots of vendors. They have 22 vendors that have signed up. So when you walk in, the vendors will be at tables kind of around the perimeter of the room. Like I said, there's going to be drinks and food and things for us to purchase. And then later on, as the evening progresses, there's going to be an amazing fashion show that will showcase all the fashions from local stores and boutiques in town. So you won't want to miss that. All the summer fashions will be on display. And local models from Independence are going to be modeling for us for that fashion show. So there's no cost. Make sure you grab your friends, grab your sisters, and come out to Ladies' Night this Thursday from 6 to 9 at the Booth Hotel and join all the fun.
Very cool. You know, I lived up in Independence for a little while, drove by it so much, but I've never gone into the Booth. I need to get in there. I do. I need to get in there. I need to really just spend some time. I need to go to Brothers Inn as well, get myself some good food over there, but kind of just that whole region I missed out on when I lived up there. So.
Oh, my goodness. You did miss out, but you are not that far away that you can't drive to Independence. The Booth Hotel is absolutely beautiful. Linda Grice just does an amazing job of making that facility sparkle when people are able to rent that. And for wedding receptions, events like this. So it's a treasure that we have. And yeah, you definitely need to go to Brothers and eat dinner.
I do. Yeah. Unfortunately too, you know, 20 minute drive away. That's it. I know Amberly and I are going to go up to the zoo multiple times this year.
Yes.
So we'll have plenty of excuses to get up there, as well as many things opening in Independence come this summertime that I'm certainly looking forward to, including the brewery, maybe some other places like that I am certainly willing to make the drive for. So was it last Saturday the farmer's market got kicked off?
It did. It opened up last Saturday again in downtown Independence. I was there, and along with a lot of other people, there were lots of vendors. You know, it's early, but there was still plenty of produce. They sold out of some things I wanted. I was there to get some radishes, and they snatched up those. But I got my hands on some amazing spring mixes and lettuces and all kinds of things like that. I bought beer rocks. Have you ever had beer rocks?
I have, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. They make the best. There's a vendor that makes the best beer rocks.
Really?
Yes. so good. They were selling flowers and baked goods and cheeses, and then they had musical entertainment from the Hesters. They played the Dulcimers down there. So it's a lot of fun. You don't want to miss it. It will be every Saturday throughout the summer months, 7:30 to 10:30, right in the heart of downtown Independence, Penn and Myrtle.
Great stuff. And I'm sure through the years as well, you've kind of noticed, kind of as the weeks go, the produce is going to kind of pick up.
Oh, yes, most definitely. I mean, that's just, that stands to reason. As the weather warms up and different things will be ready in the garden at different times. So, yes, you're going to start seeing, I mean, all kinds of things. The tomatoes, the potatoes, the onions, the peppers, all kinds of things. The green beans. It'll just be chock full here in a few weeks when all those things start coming out of the garden. But even in the meantime, there's lots of crafters that are down there. Again, lots of baked goods that are available, honey. There's always something for everyone.
Well, and will there consistently be, you know, music and entertainment, or was that kind of just somebody that popped up for that Saturday
Good
in particular?
Question. Good question. So the attempt is always made to bring some kind of entertainment down there, whether it be a praise band from the Methodist Church. I know they've performed. We've had the Dulcimers. We've had some square dancers down there. We've had some guitarists. I mean, just all kinds of things. Carolyn Torrance works hard to organize that and make sure that along with all of the shopping opportunities, that there's some kind of entertainment down there.
Very cool. Well, something that is also very cool is the end of May. I know you guys have got plenty of stuff kind of in and out for the next couple of weeks, but man, the end of May is looking very, very neat, including we'll start with the Inge Festival Summer Kickoff with movie night coming up on the 22nd, looks like.
Yes, yes. So the William Inge Theater Festival is in full swing. They will be, kicking that off here in the next few days, actually. It will be starting. It starts officially on the 22nd, and that is actually the last day of school. And so this year they decided, because Octavio Solis is the playwright being honored, and he was the cultural consultant for Coco, Disney Pixar's movie, and he also did the voiceover for The Arrival Agent. And so they thought, how cool would that be to have him come to town a few days early, of which he is, and hopefully he'll be down there that night, but to show that movie in honor of him and to give a gift to all the kids in the community as kind of a celebratory gift to celebrate the last day of school is
Absolutely.
What I'm saying. And so that's exactly what's taking place. Inge Festival has never done this before, so I think it's a great addition to the festival. And pre-show activities will start at 7. Those are going to look like the libraries and another group are going to be doing some tissue flowers. You know, the Hispanic little tissue flowers
you wear in your hair.
And they're going to be doing different crafts that are associated with the movie. We're going to have a snow cone station down there. The snow cones will cost, so you do need to put a little change in your pocket. I think they're $3 or $4 for a snow cone. They had that same snow cone truck at park opening, so if you remember getting a great snow cone at park opening, you'll have another chance to get one at movie night. There's going to be popcorn. There's face painting. All kinds of fun things will happen from 7 to 8, and then at 8 o'clock, the movie will start, and everyone is welcome. And for the most part, almost the movie's free and a lot of the activities are free. Really, I think the only thing that might cost that evening will be the snow cones, but our young professionals will be having free popsicles, so it's free. It's
yeah,
fun
a,
time.
What a perfect little kickoff to summertime, as well as the partnership showing Coco, in fact. So very cool. That's coming up on the 22nd, and then, man, I'm excited for this. You talk about making a drive up to Independence. I may have to do this, but it looks like the 25th and the 26th, things are going to get a little bit fast up there in Independence, aren't they?
They are. They are. So it's the Kansas Airstrip Attack, sponsored by Shift Sector. First time they've been in Kansas. They've been in Indiana and Colorado and California and all over the place.
So first time in Kansas,
yes.
And they're coming to Independence.
Yes, they
That's
are.
Awesome.
Yes, they picked our airport because of its central location to Tulsa and Wichita and Kansas City and Joplin. It was just Oklahoma City. It's just a great, point where we can really draw in a lot of people from the region. And we have an amazing airport. So this will be a half mile side by side drag race. high-performance exotic cars, Lamborghinis, things that you wouldn't see otherwise, a lot of street cars that have been improved. I saw one of their posts they made the other day that at one of their events, some guy was clocked going 224 miles an hour. So Ooh. Fast, fast cars. So lots of fun things are going to be happening out at the airport that weekend. You can get your tickets. You can go to their Facebook page. You can go to either Airstrip Attack, Kansas Airstrip Attack, Shift Sector. You can go to the Get Independence page. That's ours. If you go to our page and scroll down a little bit, I posted something the other day that's just a 30-second video about Kansas Airstrip Attack, and it's pretty impressive. So the drivers will all be coming in on Friday evening, getting situated. They will be racing all day on Saturday and then all day on Sunday. Saturday night, well, let's back up. Friday night, All Wheels Night, which is typically the third Friday, has been moved to the fourth Friday so that it matches right up with...
Perfect.
Yeah, I know. So it matches right up with the event. And we're thankful that Terry Scott and his group were able to do that for us. Triple Shot will be playing that night. They'll have cars that are going to be downtown Friday night. So hopefully some of the drivers that are coming in can come down and enjoy that experience. Then Saturday night, Brothers Railroad Inn is actually going to be our host restaurant for the drivers that night. And we're blocking off the street in front of Brothers. And we will be bringing in some local cars, as well as we're hoping that the drivers will be bringing in some of their cars on the trailers. And I know, and putting them downtown
nice
for all
Ferrari
of us to take
downtown,
a look.
Lamborghini, something like that.
So Ooh. Fun, yeah. So fun stuff. And you might even see some of the drivers in Coffeyville. Actually, we have obviously great hotels in Independence, but we had a lot of rooms that were booked for our William Inge Theater Festival. Mm. And Shift Sector wanted to do a host hotel for all the drivers, one location for all of them to hang out. And there weren't enough rooms left in Independence, so I believe they're staying at the Holiday Inn Express right here in Coffeyville. So,
all right.
Yeah, so you might be able to catch a driver or two, get some autographs, and more importantly, come out to the airport on Saturday and Sunday, check out the Kansas Airstrip Attack, and be downtown on Friday night and Saturday night to check out cars, and more cars, and go to those Facebook pages for information. The last thing I will say, too, is they are looking for sponsorships and vendors. So if you are somebody that you think, if you popped up a vendor tent out there and you really got some exposure from maybe, people from across the nation, or even just taking advantage of local people from, 90 to 100 miles away, that you want to make people aware of what you're peddling, what services you have, check out the sponsor deck on our Facebook page, and it will talk about being a sponsor, and then it will also talk about being a vendor. And I think it's like $300 for 2 days to be able to do a pop-up vendor location out there. So
easy enough. I'm
great opportunity.
Very excited for that. Speaking with the Independence Chamber of Commerce Director Lisa Wilson, very quickly coming up on the bottom of the hour here, so let's just kind of highlight the first day of June as celebrating 60 years. How about that?
That is right. So you may or may not know, but after June the 1st, you will know that Independence is the birth site of Miss Able, and it will be 60 years since her successful space launch. And we are celebrating, and we are calling it Miss Able's Summer Blastoff, very appropriately named. The event will kick off actually a little early. It'll kick off on Tuesday, May 28th, as the Historical Museum and Arts Center has a Miss Able exhibit on display, and that will run through June the 8th. And then the library will be kicking off all of their summer reading, which ironically, this was an accident, is called A Universe of Stories. It's a complete space theme. Tell me that's not crazy. And that will just blend right in as we kick off Saturday, June the 1st with Miss Able's Summer Blastoff. There's going to be a free breakfast at the museum with banana pancakes, solar sausage, and booster juice. Miss Able will be there. There's going to be a morning monkey run. It's a family fun run or walk out at the park at 10 o'clock. There's going to be a moon bounce. There's going to be a monkey see, monkey do obstacle course. The Science and Tech Center is going to have It's Not Rocket Science, and you can ride the anti-gravity simulator for $2. It's free admission. They are going to have other things on display. The Cosmosphere will be here. There's going to be a movie night at the library inside, and they're going to be showing Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian, which actually features Miss Abel. And then there will end we will end the day with a summer splashdown at the Riverside Family Aquatic Center from 7 to 9. Admission will only be $2. You can go to the Aquatic Center, and we're going to have some fun games planned for that. And then in addition to that, the reservoir will be open, and there's going to be some educational signs put out on one of the hiking trails. So it's going to be a monkey hike out there. So lots of fun stuff. So probably in the next few days, we will put it on our Facebook page, the complete agenda of events. So go to Get Independence and also go to Miss Abel's Facebook page and like it, and you'll be able to follow along not only about the events, but some great educational information about Miss Abel.
Again, that's Independence Chamber Director Lisa Wilson joining us here on this Tuesday morning. Again, you can listen back to this interview podcast style on the main screen of our website at kggfradio.com. For now, though, Lisa, we'll just check in with you in 7 days.
I'll be back.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.